Good afternoon, everyone. Let's get started. I am Mokhlis El-Sisi, your moderator for this session. I will give the first and the last talk. We have five talks total. So my first talk today about controlled pollination by bee exclusion with ultracarbonates for organic gala production in Michigan State. So out of 192 countries all around the world, we have 181 countries with organic activities. The industry says $97 billion US dollars global organic production, and US share is 45.2. Global organic food production increased 109% between 2008 and 2013, and I assume since 2013 until now, this increase has been doubled at least. So organic production is very important, and it's coming for several reasons. So organic, to like take care of your tree in an organic way is very challenging, and one of these challenges is organic thinning. Why it's challenging to thin trees in organic way? Because of two main reasons. First, narrow application windows, bloom timing, and second, dearth of efficient thinners, caustic compounds. So what is the solution? What can we do in this case? Is we can do hand thinning. Hand thinning, go and find the labor and pay them and time and everything you can talk about. So it's not easy. Okay, so what the growers in any organic orchard will do if they don't have good thinning? They will have high fruit number per tree, and this will lead to small fruit size, low fruit quality, low return to bloom, low post-harvest shortage life, low flower bud formation, and low cold hardiness. So again, this will really cause a lot of problems to your trees. The term netting is also already there. So there are numerous benefits associated with netting. And what is netting? Netting is to cover the trees by nets like this. And it's already being used for other reasons, like exclusion of insect pests, hail protection, and the mitigation of abiotic stress, like sunburn protection. So if there are all of these values for netting, can we add value for it? So can we convince the growers that, okay, you will have the net, not only for these three things or four things, but you can get more benefits out of it. You will pay the money anyway, right? Our hypothesis is fruit set will be reduced by exclusion of pollinators. So if we netting will reduce range of crop loads based on the percentage of open bloom accessible to pollinators prior to the time of canopy enclosure. So simply, if we include the canopy by nets, we will not permit the pollinators to get inside, and no pollination will happen, or very low pollination will happen, and very low fruit set. So we don't need to do thinning. This is the idea. So the objective, determine the specific percentage of open bloom required at the time of net enclosure to effectively set a commercial crop without thinning. So now the question, what percentage of open bloom do we need to have really commercial fruit set? Do we do this when we have, like, when the trees are in bank stage, 20% kingy bloom, 40% kingy bloom, 80% kingy bloom, when exactly? So our methods, it's a commercial orchard in Sparta, Michigan, a 10-year-old gala trees, and we did this for two consecutive years, 2017 and 2018. So what did we measure? For sure, we started by measuring fruit set. After this, we moved to measuring yield, seed content, and the classification, for a reason, and you will see this, and the fruit quality. Our treatments, we cover entire canopies, 410 trees replicates, were enclosed in netting entire canopies at specific percentage of open bloom. So we covered our trees at 0% bank stage. Now I'm talking about my treatments, 0% bank stage, 20% king bloom, 40% king bloom, and the 80% king bloom. And we have two control non-knitted and the control non-knitted but hand thinned. So again, 0%, 20%, 40%, 80%, and the control non-knitted and the control non-knitted hand thinned. And if you see different values, sometimes don't get confused, because we were recording the real value. Like if we are targeting 20%, but we have the cover at 26%, so we are recording 26%. If we are targeting 40%, but we have it like in 55%, so we are recording 55%. In the first year, we did this. You can see like these stars at the top left side represent the enclosing time, at what time we put the nets based on the treatment. But in May 8th, as you see the circle down there, we have a spring frost event. With all kind of disadvantages of the spring frost, but let's see what happened. When we went to measure the fruit set in 2017, we found this. No differences among treatments. So non-knitted is like when you knit the tree in 0% king bloom, in 0% pink stage, or 0% king bloom. And all other treatments are similar. Okay, there should be a reason for this. We will discuss this, but let's see what happens the following year. Okay, maybe this is because of the spring frost, right? We even didn't need here to put non-knitted hand thinned, because there's no reason, right? But let's see what happened in the following year. Following year, no thinning effect. So this means, like in these 2 years, we covered the trees entirely, and we were 100% sure that there is no visible pollinators made it inside these nets, and we still could see fruit set and netted at pink stage similar to fruit set when you have your trees unknitted, which is kind of mysterious, right? But there should be a reason for sure. So what we decided to do after we found this result in 2017, we decided, okay, let's cut these fruits and count seed number and declassify the seeds to see what really happened. Did we really exclude pollinators? Let's see. We classified our seeds in three different classifications, as you see in the bottom: mature, non-developed, and non-fertilized. And here we have our treatments: non-knitted, knitted 0%, 26%, 60-95%. And after this, the three classifications: the mature, non-developed, non-fertilized, but we have to add seedless, because many fruit, when you open them, you found them seedless fruit. If you look at the first row, the non-knitted mature is 4.5, compared to average 1.5 to all other treatments, and this really have a meaning in terms of pollinators exclusion. And after this, the seedless is kind of opposite. You started by 23% for non-knitted, and you went to average 40% for all other treatments. So now we are in a situation that, yes, we think that we reduced pollination, but we can still see seeds inside these knitted trees. What happened in 2018 is kind of different, because if you look at the seedless, we have 0% seedless. And this helped us to really realize that this seedlessness we had in 2017 was due to spring frost only. But if you look at mature, you will see that both non-knitted treatments, non-knitted and non-knitted hand-thinned, have averaged 7.5 seed per fruit, and this is very similar to the literature. But the knitted treatments have averaged 4.5 seed bare fruit. So when we looked at fruit quality, in 2017 and 2018, we had no differences between our treatments in terms of fruit quality. So we didn't really, knitting gala trees didn't really affect fruit quality, except firmness in 2017, and it was kind of, there's no really pattern on it. So, but we can really say that fruit quality was not impacted by knitting in both years. So now, in conclusion, gala fruit set and the quality was not affected by knitting treatments. So both fruit set and the quality was not affected by knitting treatments. So we think we knew that gala has some sort of self-compatibility. And we knew also that knitting, and this is out there in the literature, knitting could really influence self-compatibility. And it seems like when both come together, gala and knitting, this really influences self-compatibility in gala. And this might be why we have seeds in all of these knitted trees. Is there possible role of the wind in the pollen transfer? If you look at the literature, in the old literature, before 1950, you will see a lot of argument about this. Maybe after this argument has declined and everyone accepted the fact that there is no rule of the wind in pollen transfer. But if you dig deep in the methods, how they did it at this time, to look at the effect of pollen transfer, of wind in pollen transfer, you will see that they were using fans and putting the pollens and methods like this. So really optimizing this and redoing it maybe in a different way, using the current tools we have now, will really may like have some like factors that wind could affect pollen transfer in apple. So knitting affected seed formation. Yes, knitting affected seed formation. We have different seeds based on knitting, especially when you come to mature and non-fertilized and undeveloped. And seedless fruit also may be at comparative advantage for retention. This is also out there in the literature. It has been suggested that you start by seedless and seeded, but after this, the seedless drop as like a comparative advantage for the seeded. Maybe because in the first year, the spring frost, the seeded already dropped because of spring frost, so the seedless only continued. So recommendation, we think that the effects of exclusion knitting on fruit set growth and development requires further investigation. This should be done in different environmental conditions and also on different cultivars. With this, I would like to acknowledge Michigan Apple Committee for funding this and the Helios Anti-Hail Systems, and I will be so happy to take any of your questions in the upcoming 3 minutes. Thank you.
Did you consider flies or thrips as pollinators that can make it through the net?
So, it's a very good question. So the question is, if we considered flies or thrips that make it inside the net. Yes, we considered this, especially in 2018 when you see this thing is happening. And we have some traps inside where we could like collect either flies or collect pollen, you know. So we didn't see flies inside it at all. We are 100% sure about this. No bees inside it at all. In our traps, we saw some pollens, but after we got the pollens, are they really apple pollens? So they come to this, so how can we investigate this? But I think we can do it in the future. So yeah, thanks for the question. Another question?
Maybe one more.
Yes, please. So it's a very good question. Thank you. So the question, if we consider a different way to regulate organic thinning, right? So actually, our objective was to investigate and test knitting, not really to find alternatives. But these two ideas are very smart, and we would like to do them for sure. Any more questions? Right. So thank you.